Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church. We are located right in the heart of Cardiff, in our capital city of Wales. But we have members of our community spread across various bits of the world, not quite everywhere. There's room for you if you're in any part of the world. But anyway, we're based in Cardiff, but we have our community spread far, far wider than that. I'm Sarah. I'm the vicar. It's my great pleasure to welcome you to this service. We hope you'll enjoy being part of St. John's community today, having time with each other and having time with God. Wherever you are located, whether you're with us in real time, whether you're listening on the phone, watching on the internet, for whatever reason you are here, whenever you're watching this, you are welcome. We're glad you've found us. It's good to have you here. Today is the 17th of May, but it's also the Sunday after Ascension Day. I'm Sarah, the vicar. Welcome. Today, we'll remember how Jesus said farewell to his disciples on a hill outside of Jerusalem and how he promised them the Holy Spirit. We'll look also at an important piece of advice that he gave them because it's relevant to us in our day also. If you choose to put your first name and location in the comments on YouTube, we will try to welcome you personally. You don't have to, but if you do, as Ruth has just done, we shall say hello to you as we say hello to Ruth and say it's great to have you with us again, Ruth. Ruth up in Yorkshire. If you can, do stay with us till the end of the service. It's going to be somewhere short of 25 minutes today, and it's a good thing to do. We usually promise you some new photos. Heather wasn't with us this Sunday morning because she's with us this evening, and I knew she wasn't there, and I still didn't take photos. What can I say? It happens far too regularly. I should put myself on a training course or get myself a checklist. Who knows? Anyway, who do we have online here today? Well, first up is Tracy. Tracy and her mum. And it's not a great weekend for Tracy. Tracy says, hiya, I've got a tummy bug. And sadly, Tracy's hamster died yesterday. These things are very difficult, aren't they, Tracy? It's lovely to have you with us, particularly as you're feeling unwell at this time. Love to you and to your mum. Ruth joins us from Cardiff. Hello, everyone, says Ruth. Hello to you, Ruth. Thank you for all you did this morning in St. John's. Moving over just a little bit towards Monmouthy Way, and we have Aidan. Aidan says, hi, everyone. It's a largely sunny Sunday afternoon with scattered showers. Yes, 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 absolutely it is. But summer is coming. And that's a theme which we take up with Bjorn in Northern Germany. Hello, Cardiff et al. Hello, Cardiff and everybody and others. Greetings from Northern Germany. It's bracing over here. Oh, gosh, as it sometimes is, isn't it? Over in Lübeck. It's bracing over here, but summer's on the way, hopefully. Yes, 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 it is. Moin, moin to you. Great to have you with us. And we've already said hello to Ruth up in York. So hello to another Ruth, who I know watches on catch up because she can never watch at the time we're doing this live. And hello to Janet, who is doing really well, getting back on her feet. And we miss you. It's great to have you with us, Janet. Once again, a very special welcome if you are listening on the phone. So hello to Iris, Jane and her friends, to Ivy, and probably to Marilyn and Helen. It's good to have you with us. You're all welcome. So friends, in the midst of this world, with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ. Amen. Well, here's the collect for the Sunday after Ascension Day. It's read for us today by Evan.
O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. We beseech you, leave us not comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to the place where our Saviour Christ has gone before, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
This week's reading comes from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. It's in chapter 1. It starts at verse 6. And it was recorded just before the service this morning. It's read for us today by Janet, who sings in the choir and who is our health and safety rep.
Acts 1 from verse 6. When they had come together, the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, is this a time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or the periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. When he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers.
A few days ago, last Thursday, we celebrated Ascension Day. And that's where we remember how Jesus took his disciples out, gathered them on a hillside, said a few farewells, promised them the Holy Spirit, and ascended into heaven. The story so far, of course, is that Jesus had risen from the dead and had then spent a period of time appearing to and being with his closest disciples. That period of time, we're told, is 40 days. Now, that could be a literal 40 days. And in fact, we keep Ascension Day 40 days from Easter Day. But it might be just a designated period of time. And you can find 40 days in other places in the Bible, such as when Jesus began his ministry, Luke chapter 4, for example, he goes into the wilderness for how long? For 40 days. In the book of Exodus, we're told that God instructed the people for 40 days as to what their duties might be and what lay ahead, as far as they were able to understand it. And today we pick up the story as told in the book of Acts. Now, at first sight, Jesus says something a little rude. The disciples say to him, "Is this the time when you're going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he says, "It's not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority." As I've said, that can seem a little rude, but I think what he really means is, just don't worry about that. You carry on doing the good stuff. You carry on doing the things that you need to do and leave the rest to me. Don't sit around waiting for what we might call the second coming or the parousia or the end of the world. You have stuff you need to be getting on with, so get on with the good work. We're told that these disciples went back to Jerusalem and met together regularly, prayed together, and waited for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And today, that's very much our job as well, just as it was for the early followers of Jesus. We might think, "Come on, Lord, come on, God, when are you going to make all of this okay? When are you going to save the world? When are you going to restore everything, sanctify everything, bring in salvation?" But we too need to hear the words of Jesus saying, "Just carry on doing what you need to do." And so, in our time also, we need to work out what we need to do, what we can contribute to the common good and to our community at St. John's. So I would urge you this week, maybe while we anticipate the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost next week, don't just leave it to God. Have a think about what you can do to offer your gifts and your skills to build a holy kingdom in God's power. Happy thinking. And so, we come now to our time of intercession. And if you have anyone or anything on your heart, then please feel free, if you wish to put it into the comments on YouTube. And if you do that, we'll try to pray for your intention in real time. Don't forget, of course, it's a public format, and so you might want to use just first names and think about what you might want to say in terms of the level of detail. But if you do choose to, we'll try and pray with you as well. Here's a reminder while we're gathering our thoughts of the fact that we've promised to pray with and for each other.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan, I'll pray for you.
And so, let us call to mind the things which are on our hearts this day, the people who have asked for our prayers. We start by praying for those in our community whom we know to need God's loving touch. And we pray for Susan and Sylvia in their recovery, for Snow's Uncle David, for Celeste's grandfather, Bill, for Janet and Marilyn, Sophie, Angie, Mary Lynn and Barry. We pray for peace in the world. We pray for those who find no peace in their lives. We pray for all those who are finding work difficult at this time. And we pray for all those whose relatives are anxious or troubled. We pray for the peace of the world and ask for peace in places of violence. And so we pray for the people of Iran and the people of Lebanon and Gaza. We pray for the people of Israel, our Jewish brothers and sisters. We pray for all who live in difficult times. We pray for the people of Taiwan and Hong Kong and Tibet, the Uyghurs of China. We pray for people who also fear the might of Russia, including the people of Ukraine. We hold before God the people who are concerned about the way the United States exercises power. So we pray for the people of Venezuela and Cuba and the people of Greenland. We thank you, O God, for this beautiful planet, and we ask that you would bless us as we try to live gently and well upon it. In our nation of Wales, we pray for the new Senedd, the new Welsh Assembly, the new government. We pray for Rhian, the leader of the Welsh Assembly. We pray for Keir, the leader of the United Kingdom government. We pray for Cardiff Council. And in a short time of quiet, we offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we say the Lord's Prayer together in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So thank you for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's. This week we have evening prayer every weekday, as we try to do, at 5 o'clock. It's on Zoom. It lasts for no more than 15 minutes. And if you want to join in, let me know. I'll send you the codes. We have our Friday 12 noon Eucharist, and next Sunday, of course, is Pentecost. We'll be back in St. John's at 10 o'clock for the morning Eucharist, on the live stream at 4, on the phone at 5, and back that evening at 6 o'clock for Evensong. Next week, we also say goodbye or farewell to Ollie, our music director of the past 4 years and longtime member of our congregation, as he goes to move with his partner to another part of the diocese, and more news on that as all of these happen. But we're certainly going to miss him. But we have one more week of him in St. John's, and hopefully we'll have some photos of his farewell for next week. As we leave this service, here's a blessing for each and every one of us. the God of grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Well, as I've already mentioned, I knew Heather wasn't around today. We usually take photos at the end of the service. I didn't do it. I've got nothing new to show you. I do have some photos from last week, however, which we're going to put here. In the meantime, Heather, I think, is back next Sunday. So normal service will be resumed. But we do end with an outro nonetheless. Thank you for being with us. Hope you have a gentle, peaceful and holy week. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew, Bendithiog, Chi.